Chapter 3, Schoolyard Bonds. The first day of school. As 1989 dawned, Daniel and Ethan Warner stepped into a new realm of adventure. Elementary school. The world was changing rapidly outside the walls of Willow Creek Elementary. Nintendo Game Boys were the latest craze, and every kid knew the lyrics to Madonna's Like a Prayer. Yet within those walls, the twins faced timeless challenges. Making friends, navigating the playground hierarchy, and the daunting task of learning to read and write. Ethan, ever the observer, watched and learned, quickly picking up the alphabet and numbers, his hand steady as he carefully traced each letter. Daniel, however, found the confines of the classroom stifling. He yearned for the recess bell, when he could expend his boundless energy on the soccer field or chasing shadows across the playground. One particular incident that autumn involved a school project on the solar system. Daniel, fascinated by the idea of space travel, insisted on constructing a model rocket. Ethan, pragmatic, suggested focusing on the planets themselves. Compromise led to a hybrid creation that was part science project, part art installation. When the rocket's launch led to an unexpected collision with the classroom fish tank, the twins learned their first lessons in physics and diplomacy, much to their teacher's chagrin. For their 10th birthday, the twins begged for a party at the local roller skating rink, a neon-lit, music-pumping palace of fun that promised excitement. Laura, recognizing the milestone, agreed, and the Warner twins' birthday bash became the talk of the fourth grade. The party was a riot of color and noise, with friends from school weaving around each other on the rink, balloons bobbing in the air, and Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun blaring from the speakers. Daniel, fearless on wheels as on foot, zoomed around the rink, a blur of energy and laughter. Ethan, after a few cautious laps, found his rhythm and was soon racing his brother, their competitive spirit igniting. The highlight of the party was the cake, a towering confection featuring a replica of the Hubble Space Telescope, a nod to the twins' fascination with space. As they blew out the candles, making silent wishes, Ethan hoped for a pet dog, and Daniel wished to visit NASA. The cake cutting devolved into a playful food fight, with frosting flying and giggles echoing. That night, as they lay in bed, the twins agreed it was the best birthday ever. The joy of shared experiences, the warmth of friendship, and the thrill of new adventures filled their young hearts with contentment. Unbeknownst to them, these simple moments of childhood bliss would become the bedrock of their bond, a foundation strong enough to withstand the storms ahead.